The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We got plenty of time for you to join us here on the radio waves on this live Saturday edition with you in studio. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Toll free number for you to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you want to comment on Mark's proposal for the blue card, which we posted on our Facebook and Twitter. Essentially, the idea would be to make the United States a more productive place that would encourage more productivity, like businesses, manufacturers coming back to the U.S.
Growing the economy, stopping jobs from being exported overseas. The idea of the blue card is instead of a green card, the blue card allows pretty much anybody to come here as long as they, you know, spend 10 or 15 minutes filling out a form, giving whatever their information they have. They can come in. They won't be eligible for welfare. They won't be eligible to vote. They won't be minimum wage won't apply to them.
Yeah, and if you want to comment on that, you're welcome to do so. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones, to the phone. You can bring up anything you want. Doug's in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello. Hey, Doug. I actually want to bring up an issue. I download your show, an earlier show, and I take it to the gym with me on my phone, and I play it.
Cool.
And I think it had been the other day that that you and Mark were talking about a gentleman called up, and he had been talking about the EPA. And Mark brought up, well, if I have oil flowing from my property into your property, Ian, clearly I'm violating your liberty and your private property. And I would agree with that. But I wish that Mark would went a little bit further into that for the fact that we're dealing with today where people claim that, you know, the global warming issue can be we have to cut back on it due to it affecting their liberty, affecting them. You know, I mean, that would be like the equivalent of Mark having the pig farm. They put out a lot of methane, and then the neighbor complaining, well, you know, you're contributing to global warming, Mark. I think that you should be prevented, you know, from doing that. I mean, I'd like to know how far, Mark, you intend to go with that. You know what I mean?
Right. When it comes to pollution, it's a very difficult thing to quantify. One of the first pollution lawsuits was some surf types were complaining that the Nobles apple farm was doing something, apple orchard was doing something to pollute their land or whatever. And that's like one of the first in English common law. The difficulty is that, yeah, I'm producing carbon dioxide, and a lot of the science that's coming out these days surrounding global warming says that carbon dioxide's a pollutant. So,
but isn't that what the trees breathe in?
No, trees breathe carbon dioxide and oxygen and expel carbon dioxide just like we do.
Oh, really?
Photosynthesis, however, is a process that converts carbon dioxide and sunlight into food for trees.
Huh.
Okay. It's a good thing you went to the smart school in town.
Yeah, glad I have you here, Mark. Anyway,
I mean, it pretty much can be that you have people on the far left, and well, not particularly the far left. You have people on the left that are now complaining that you're infringing upon their liberty. You cannot drive a V8 car. You have to have a fuel efficient car. You're infringing upon their liberty. And my definition of liberty can be okay. With the oil, I would agree with that. I would agree that, you know, you can't have one neighbor pouring oil through a creek into another property.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have a direct impact. You know what I mean? You have to have a direct impact. You have people now claiming that, you know, oh, well, Mark, you have a pig farm. Methane can be a major contributor to global warming. You know, you shouldn't be allowed to do that.
So I see where you're coming from, and I think you're right about that. And obviously this, I think, speaks to the idea of, well, if we actually do have more deliberate societies in which people move to areas where they're around like-minded people, then I don't think you have to worry about that so much, right? So if we go into a world in which we actually have a more free society, which is what we want on this program, then people who appreciate freedom, like you and I, you know, they'll move to that place. And
I
the
mean,
people
I
who...
Need to be...
who And I think the people who want to have the right to sue someone because they have methane coming out of their property and because of global warming or whatever, let them move together and sue each other. I think that would be okay.
I'd also like to point out that if you eat pork, that you're going to produce less methane by what you consume than if you eat beef.
Go ahead, Doug.
But to be clear, Mark, you would not be in favor of it, right?
Yes, I would not be in favor of that. What I'm saying is that the problem is the court system we have is essentially a monopoly organization. You get whatever lunatic judge that you're assigned to, and that's the one you get. You don't get to shop around, and there's no competition in the marketplace. If there was competition in the marketplace of arbitration, you'd get better arbitration. We can see that from essentially every good and service that's out there. So I say that you've got to arbitrate in the area of pollution. I don't know what that looks like.
Right. By the Thanks. Way, I have no problem. I have no problem with the people that actually are, you know, in favor of cutting carbon emission, and they actually live the way that they preach. You know what I mean? I hold them in high regard. But you have people like Obama and Clinton and Gore that have the carbon footprint of 15 people. I mean, I don't know if people know, but, you know, you don't have a corporation or a company that's the number one polluter. You have government. The federal government, they are the number one polluter in the country. I mean,
that's true.
You could take one thing like the data mining. They had to move from Fort Meade out to Bluffdale, Utah, for the fact that they were taking in enough electrical power to make a brownout in Maryland, you know? I mean, they are the number one polluter.
It's true. Doug, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to... I think we've got Jacob on the line. Jacob on Skype in Utah. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to call you guys. You're doing a great job tonight. I'm really enjoying the conservative discussion. I was raised in a predominantly conservative household, and so I kind of wanted to address that and the whole immigration blue card thing at the same time.
All right.
Being raised in a conservative household, I grew up believing that one of the big principles of conservatism was a free market. And so the ironic part comes when you start talking about immigration, when the fact is immigration is only a threat to a socialist society.
Right.
It's not a threat to a free market.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Well, why is that, Jacob?
Well, because the free market, it builds on itself. When you have more people here, more labor, there's a cost of living. They pay for things to keep themselves alive, just like everybody else does. They go to the grocery store. They pay, you know, anything at the store. They pay for utilities. And so, excuse me.
So they're empowering the marketplace rather than leeching from it through some sort of social welfare program.
Yes, and they, you know, and like you said, labor is a commodity. They fill a commodity. They produce things. They help to move the economy along.
It's true. So, in fact, a lot of immigrants are actually entrepreneurs, so they bring fresh ideas to the table and start new businesses, which creates jobs and makes everybody better.
Yeah, Milton Friedman is famously quoted for saying something to the effect of, there's no reason to be scared of immigrants unless you have a welfare state. A welfare state can't support a bunch of people who are coming here. And like I said to the guy who called in earlier, if you put out a bowl of cat food every morning on your porch and then cats come to eat it, you don't yell at the cats because you keep putting the bowl out.
Exactly.
The problem is that you have a welfare state. You've got a welfare problem, not an immigration problem. Immigrants built this country and will continue to build this country if we give them the opportunity
to. Well, unless you turn it into a total police state, in which case they'll just stay home.
Or turn it into a whole welfare state either.
Yeah.
Anything else, Jacob? Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I think that you guys are doing a great job. Hey. I love the blue card idea. Think it would be great.
Thanks for the call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-453, or join us on Skype, as Jacob did. Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's continue here with Tom, listening in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Hey, gentlemen.
Listen, welcome.
Quick compliment for the two of you. I turned on your website and was surprised to see that you're actually doing a live show on a holiday weekend, and I don't think there's another radio talking head anywhere.
Oh, thanks.
To have so- solid views that's doing anything live. So that tells me, and the reason I listen to your show so often, even though about 25% of the time I really vehemently disagree with you.
That's okay.
That's pretty good.
You have such passion and dedication to what you're doing, and nobody can not respect that.
All right, now you actually get to talk about what you really called about. Stand by. I appreciate the accolades.
I love that he saw it, though, that it's a holiday weekend, because he's absolutely right. Free Talk Live does this 52 weekends a year, 7 days a week,
and we'll be
365 days a year.
We'll be live on Sunday and on Monday.
Yeah.
On Labor Day, we will be in the studio producing live radio for you. We'll continue, and you can join us here at 855 453. It's Free Talk Live.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Saturday edition on Labor Day weekend. Yeah, that's right. We're actually here, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you have a business, you know that IT can be frustrating, as well as unreliable, unpredictable, and late. But it doesn't have to be. IT can serve your needs reliably, predictably, and on time. RootWork Infotech helps businesses like yours achieve always-on reliability. They're nerds who know business, and RootWork can make IT meet your needs. To prove it, they'll give you 30 minutes on the phone with a senior consultant for free to answer any of your IT questions. Just go to rootwork.it/FTL to get your free call. That's rootwork.it/FTL. rootwork.it/FTL. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we do still have Tom with us here on the line. Tom, continue here. You're back on Free Talk Live.
Okay, gentlemen. The last caller, by the way, was absolutely right relative to the free market. Unfortunately, we don't have a free market, and
no.
We're so many of us get hoodwinked because the honest, decent people who believe that people mostly are honest and decent, and I think they are, we often get taken advantage of by the psychopathic liars, which have a tendency to make their way into positions of power.
They sure do.
It's been proven by a psychological study, I think several. But I wanted to touch on one point, and I'll let other callers get on. You were talking about taxes, and I hope you guys really pursue what I'm about to tell you. And you probably already know about it. I know that many other people know about it. I work in government, and I ran a department, and I found that my budget was dwindling, and I couldn't figure out where the money was going. And because I was in the police department and a special investigations unit, I decided to get to my detectives myself to start looking into where it was going. We had to teach ourselves about financial crime because it wasn't our forte.
Mm-hmm.
But what we found was astonishing. And we thought we were onto something huge until we found out that people seem to be aware of it all throughout government. And I questioned mayors, I questioned governors, and they admit to it. To me, that's misprison of felony because they didn't seem to do anything about it.
What exactly are they admitting to? Exactly. I know you said your budget was going down, but what were they admitting to?
They're admitting to knowing that the government regularly, and I've never found one government from municipalities to state and federal governments, are keeping two sets of financial books, just like a criminal organization would do. They put out for the public every year the budget, which we're all familiar with. They always
right.
tell us we're falling short. You know, we're always in the red, never in the black. However, that's only a small portion of what the government is actually bringing in. The other set of books, and the politicians regularly refer to it as the slush funds, and that's essentially what they are. However, they're very upfront about it if you look into it.
You're referring to the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Trillions of dollars. I mean, it was astounding to me how much money is being earned by the interest in these investments that these corporations, you know, government is a corporation at any level.
Yeah.
These investments that they're making. Now, your co-host mentioned about the Federal Reserve note being a debt instrument. Absolutely right. However, what they're doing is actually taking money out of the system. They're investing it. They're securitizing real assets, land and other things that you wouldn't believe. And they're making a way above what they're paying for to get those Federal Reserve notes. In fact, if you go to the Treasury, and I'm still not completely clear on this, but they talk about being able to exchange Federal Reserve notes for other forms of currency. Now, to me, that's awful strange. I mean, oh, what are you going to do? Give them a $100 bill and say, make change? And when I looked further into it, I found that their definition of currency, of lawful money, in their mind, is, one, a demand or an order to pay, which is simply typing some numbers and saying, pay this. And also, for them to What was the other one? It'll lose me for the moment, but...
Well, I think it's interesting to stop for a moment and talk about the comprehensive annual financial reports. These are relatively esoteric things. You're right. Like, people don't know that they exist, but they're not necessarily hidden. You can get them from your local governments. You can get them, I believe, from the state government as well. And there's a guy who really kind of made a name for himself. I'm sorry, I don't remember his name, so obviously it wasn't that much of a name. But he made a name for himself to some extent by revealing these comprehensive annual financial reports, sort of what they're all about. And so just to kind of restate this, because I don't want to gloss over it, it's a big deal. The budget is only a portion of this comprehensive annual financial report. So there's, as you're pointing out, all this off-budget activity going on with all manner of money and investments and capital, and it's just insane the amount of investments and money that they have behind the scenes. And ultimately, they have plenty of money. If there's a budget shortfall, it doesn't mean that they don't actually have the money. It just means that that's not what's in the budget or whatever. Like, there's other things that are just not in that budget, like the investments that the city of Keene has or the state of New Hampshire or, in your case, Baltimore, Maryland. And they've got all these other things that they don't put into the budget because, well, they don't have to, right?
I was floored by it. Like I said, I hope you guys follow up on it. Let me leave you with one thing, though, that will be helpful to your calls. What struck us was this: the huge conflict of interest with the government being invested in these corporations and actually bringing criminal cases against the people. There'd be cases you could have actually thrown out and found to be void for fraud because the government actually has a conflict of interest. Now, that's if you could get anybody to actually look at the evidence and be truthful about it, but an avenue for you to look into.
Thanks, Tom, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's something that hasn't been brought up on this show in a while. I don't remember the last time somebody mentioned the comprehensive annual financial reports, but they're real. You can download them. I think I even found one on the city of Keene's website. We live here in Keene, New Hampshire, just to look at it and see what kind of stuff do these governments have? What kind of investments do they have? They've got all these investments, and purportedly some of it's being used for pensions and things like that, as I understand it. But I'm no accountant, right? So I look at these things, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, there's big numbers here, and I don't really know exactly what to do with it. But there's all this money that these governments have in state government's cases, billions and billions of dollars invested outside of the budget. It's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what a surprise when you give these organizations the ability to tax, which is to demand money at the pain of your incarceration or the ceiling of your house, that they're going to take that money and perhaps not be as entirely above board as you might have thought they were going to be.
It's really super dishonest.
Americans, you think your government is honest? You think your local government is honest? Which of your governments, which of these unaccountable people that almost never go to jail for the crimes they commit, which one of them do you think is accountable?
Right. So what you have happen is these government bureaucrats and politicians bemoan, oh, we aren't meeting our budget. We're going to have to raise taxes. Well, they didn't have to raise taxes. They could have cashed out some of their investments that they had. They could have gotten the money from this comprehensive annual financial report. It shows where all their assets are and what they've got. They've got quite a bit. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. They're taking your money and investing it, and they're not giving you a return.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. Bitcoinist.net, the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. They've got a community forum, breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news. They'll cover fintech and blockchain tech news, and Bitcoinist has very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone, including you, looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies from beginners to experts. Once again, that's Bitcoinist.net. BitcoinIST.net. As we continue, we will take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. JT is on the line listening in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, JT.
Hi. I have a bit of confusion over why it only takes 36 senators to pass this Iran nuclear deal.
You are on a, are you on a smart or a speakerphone or a headset or something? Because you're kind of fading out on me.
Well, it's complicated. I'm on a cordless phone connected to a Verizon home wireless system.
So you're actually sounding all right. Okay, so what about, what was it again?
Well, I listen to NPR and right-wing radio, and none of them have explained to me why it only takes 36 senators to pass this Iran nuclear deal.
tell me about the Iran nuclear deal.
Well, I don't know much about it. I'm an uninformed American.
Me too.
Okay, so the best I understand of this is that the Obama administration went to the Senate and got some kind of sanction to put together this deal in ahead of time. And so, essentially, the Senate gave up its power to the executive branch to negotiate treaties. Senates are the ones that the Senate is the one that and ultimately is going to vote on a treaty. But the difficulty is that the executive branch is probably just has the State Department is more qualified to put together a treaty. So they asked, "Hey, can we put together this treaty?" And the senator said, "Yes." So they only needed a smaller amount. Normally they would need 2/3 or 3/4, I'm not sure which, but I would guess 66. In this case, they only needed 1/3 to pass it.
But what I understand is it's not a treaty, though. It's an agreement.
Okay, well, if it's not a treaty, it's not part of the Constitution, and it shouldn't have to go through the Senate.
Right. Well, I also believe that if it's not a treaty, all bills should start in the House. Isn't that correct?
Well, Mark, what you're saying is this is an agreement between the executive branch of the United States and the executive branch of Iran. Is that
well,
right?
I know it had to get passed through the Senate, and they had to get like 36 senators or some number like that. So I assumed it was a treaty. I, like I said, I haven't done a great deal of research on this, and I would like to see, as much as anybody, I would like to see some kind of deal put together with Iran, but I wouldn't like to see a bad deal put together.
How about this deal? End sanctions.
Well, I don't know enough to make a decision about it. I mean, you know, the candidate.
That's okay. You don't get to.
Well, I think that, you know, hold on. I think that you can know enough about sanctions to oppose them, right? Sanctions basically result in people doing things like starving to death, right? Because it prevents folks from being able to do business and interact with people in a particular area, refusing to accept or to send food and other products over to those places. So, I mean, really, are sanctions necessary? Do the people of a particular land need to be punished because their government is bad?
Well, I'm not afraid of Iran myself. Even if
Great.
They develop their bomb, it's going to be an atom bomb, which is really nothing compared to a hydrogen bomb.
JT, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Sanctions, Mark, do you think those should end?
No, I don't think that sanctions – I think sanctions are an act of war, and they frankly – I bet you're going to have a difficult time finding somebody who's working within the Iranian power structure that's doing poorly as a result. What happens with sanctions is that the individuals, the people, don't do that well, but right. Usually you're talking about pretty tyrannical places anyway. Mm. You're looking at places like Cuba and Iran and North Korea. These are places that are dealing with sanctions. Why? I mean, these are already places that are already tyrannical on their people. Do you really expect their people to get up and fight? Because so far that has never happened.
Well, right. And also, it's not going to help those people of that country feel good about the United States.
Sure.
Okay, because they could feel good about the United States if the United States government weren't trying to starve them to death. Right. So let them feel good about the United States by ending sanctions and allowing people to interact with folks in those countries. At the very least, then they could maybe blame their own politicians instead of blaming the United States politicians. I mean, Kim Jong-un and his predecessors in North Korea have constantly been blaming the United States for the problems which were created by Kim Jong-un and his predecessors in North Korea and the ruling parties there. They're blaming the United States for things like blackouts. They say that the blackouts are happening because the U.S. is attacking their power facilities, and we, the North Korean military, are doing everything we can to defer these attacks from these damned imperialists. You know, they can say whatever they want to say, obviously, even if the sanctions end, but at least then the government of the United States won't be contributing to that situation.
And another thing that you have to consider with a sanction, and this is a really important thing. Every American needs to understand this. When the United States puts a sanction on another country, what they're telling you and me is that we don't no longer have the right to do business with certain people. This is the United States government, the land of the free and the home of the brave, telling you do not have the freedom to do business with somebody else. And that is fundamentally anti-American. It's anti-freedom.
Yeah.
And I don't even see particularly where it's constitutional.
I'll give you a good example of this. The guys who make the Lamassu Bitcoin vending machines, which are being sold all around the globe and are helping people get their hands on Bitcoin. Actually, you can't get your hands on them, but it's a digital currency. Anyway, Bitcoin is this currency that was not created by any government or bank, and it can empower people if they can get Bitcoin. And don't we want to empower the people of Iran? Well, guess what? You can't sell a Bitcoin vending machine into Iran. These guys that make this Bitcoin vending machine, they're shipping them all around the world. And they had an inquiry from somebody who wanted to buy one from living in Iran. And they, even though they would have loved to have sold it to him to help this guy bring Bitcoin into Iran, which can help undermine the government, basically, because it's not government currency, they're not allowed to do it. It would be a criminal act for them to just simply sell a piece of hardware to that man.
Thanks, United States government.
Right. All right, let's continue here. Steve is listening in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
How you doing? Concerning the vote in the House and the Senate, the 34 votes needed, it was those votes in the Senate was my understanding of having a veto proof. So if the House overwhelmingly voted to veto, then the Senate needed 66 votes in order to veto or to override the president's veto on the passage of the bill. That's why they kept saying only 34 votes in the Senate was needed. If he could capture 34, 35 votes, then he was able to sustain.
Yeah, somehow or another, this deal was supposed to be backwards, though. Somehow it had been.
Well, that's the backward part of it, isn't it? Instead of trying to find votes to pass it, they were trying to protect a veto-proof vote.
Yeah, I can see why Americans are upset that things didn't go through the normal way that they were supposed to go through.
The Republicans' version of saying, no, we're not going to pass this, then it seemed like the 34 votes in the Senate would have given him a veto-proof. I'm guessing at it. I'm looking for some.
Well, so is Politico and the Federalist too. It's not like anybody's entirely clear on
this. I appreciate the info, Steve. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And we do have enough time for you if you want to join us here in this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We've also got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Whatever's on your mind goes. This is Free Talk Live.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-8645.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. Incorporate.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-945-8645. 1-800-945-8645. That's 1-800-945-8645.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best.
AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got a website. You can go to freetalklive.com, enjoy all the features that we give to you there. If you like the show and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then please amp Free Talk Live. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, A-M-P. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Amp.freetalklive.com allows you to send $5 a month into the show via any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website, and that helps us out a lot because that $5 allows us to market Free Talk Live and get on more radio stations all around the country. So if you enjoy hearing us in your local market on the radio, then you can help us get on in other markets on the radio, or maybe you don't hear us in your local market. Well, you can always call the local talk stations and ask them real nicely to add some Free Talk Live. That's helpful, but the $5 a month helps us do advertising and really reach directly out to those stations as a show and inform them about us, and really makes a big difference for us. You get perks. You get access to the Amp Only Facebook group, which is really fun, and the Amp Only, there's also the Amp Only forum and the Amp Only podcast, so go and learn more about it and get signed up, please. Amp.freetalklive.com. Don't expect somebody else to do it, please, if you really like the show. It's a great way to support us. Let's go to Nate. He's in Mobile listening to WAVH. Hello, Nate.
Hey, how's it going? You know, the sad thing is there is a solution to that wall. The sad thing is politicians on neither side want to find the solution. And meanwhile, it doesn't matter what side you're on, you should want to seal that border just to stop the trafficking of humans.
No, sir.
The illegal trafficking of drugs.
I am not interested in a police state.
Well, we can still allow immigrants in through a gate. And, you know, when you go to Walt Disney, you have to give them your thumbprint.
Not okay with that. That's not freedom. I don't want to have... Look, first of all...
Is the next guy.
All right, well, then you would agree that you should end the war on drugs, and then you won't have a problem with drug smugglers anymore, will you?
Well, hey, you know what? America has a serious heroin problem. Heroin.
People America has a serious drug war problem.
Think about this. How do you logistically get heroin from Afghanistan to Ohio?
So you use the military C-130s.
Oh, yeah. We can wipe them out, but there's really no will.
No. You asked how you get the heroin from Afghanistan to Ohio.
The Mexican drug cartels that have the same, that are using the same logistics and are delivering those drugs over the border,
you asked the question. You asked the question how you get the heroin over. I said C-130s from the military. I meant they're smuggling it. The military's over there protecting poppy fields.
It's not through our military, but it's mostly through the ports. Canada's
Could you do me a favor?
You were talking about China.
When you get off the phone, can you Google U.S. soldiers guarding poppy fields and look at the pages and pages and pages of results that you get of U.S. soldiers in poppy fields around Afghanistan.
If you want to end the heroin epidemic in the United States, and we've got a problem with it right here where we live, okay? If you want to end the heroin epidemic, then you need to end the war on drugs so heroin users aren't afraid to go and get treatment anymore.
Well, you know what? That's another thing. If you're a libertarian and somebody's overdosing, why are you going to reap what you sow?
Just being a libertarian, sir, doesn't mean you have no soul. Being a libertarian doesn't mean you don't care about your fellow man.
If you see a kid go after a ball in the street, kick him down in front of the car.
Hey, if you dig your own ditch, man.
Well, thanks for the call, Nate. I appreciate
people
it.
People are responsible for their own actions, absolutely. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to leave a person, who is, overdosing right in front of me to die. Look, now, I am I'm a firefighter, so we've gotten a certain amount of life-saving training. I probably should have more, but I don't put the time away to do it. I'm going to take care of that as best I can until somebody who's more qualified than me comes along.
This is a really unfortunate misconception about libertarians, and I'm pretty sure it comes from some libertarians, so it probably is to some extent deserved, but obviously it is based on collectivization, so therefore it's not fair. Are there some libertarians who have this attitude of screw them? Okay, probably. But there are also probably some people in, other political parties who have that attitude as well. And, of course, libertarianism is more...
No, they just want to jail them.
Yeah. So I think that if you're a libertarian, all that really means is you don't agree with the use of aggressive force to achieve political or social goals. That doesn't say anything about how you feel about helping people in a time of need. And most libertarians I've seen are very generous. There are fundraisers that we have here. We moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. It's a movement of libertarian types and voluntarists who are converging on one plot of land. That plot of land is New Hampshire. And they're getting active. And every now and then there's a fundraiser for somebody who's, fallen on hard times, or they have had some sort of injury, or they're sick.
These things happen.
And these guys pony up, man. They got no problem helping their members of the community. Mark, you and I are both, we donate to the local homeless shelter. There's a privately run homeless shelter here in town. I'm both a monthly and a yearly contributor to that homeless shelter. And so, the idea, and by the way, that homeless shelter is helping people regularly who have heroin problems. The idea that libertarians are this cold group of people who just want to screw them, throw them to the wolves, let them, whatever happens, happen, Darwin, no. No, that is not the case at all. In fact, what we want as liberty-minded people is for the opportunity to actually choose how to help people, to use the money that we earn in the way that we think is best.
The most efficient system. Yeah. Like, that's what I want is, here's what I know. Here's what I know about welfare. Now, obviously every program's different, but on average, you'll find that the charities, it's about 30% of about a third of their stuff goes to administrative costs, and about two thirds goes to helping people. With the government, it's about two thirds go to administrative costs, and one third goes to helping people. So you have an organization that is essentially half as productive as a charity. Now, why are you forcing me to go through that system when I could be twice as productive or just as productive with half as much money? The answer is because you want whether you're willing to admit it or not, is you want a make-work program for a middle-class government bureaucrat. You believe that the government can create jobs. And it can create jobs, but those jobs are parasitical jobs.
Harley is on the line in Frankfurt, listening to WIBC. Hey, Harley.
Hey, this is actually me.
The S word, so we're going to have to hit the dump button on that. Sorry, I mean, we didn't mean to scare you. He said, O.S., I'm scared.
I think so.
Why we had to, I'm almost 100% certain about that. Our board op actually hit the dump button before I could even get to it.
Yeah.
So, it's scary. It can be intimidating to call talk radio, and I get it. I really do. Like you said earlier, Mark, you just got to practice at it. And one of the best things I would recommend is to write down your points. If you've got something you really want to say on talk radio, and this is across the board, whether you're calling any other show, it's a lot easier to get on Free Talk Live than those other shows. But if you're...
there's no show even live right now. Yeah. How else could you get on another show?
Calling talk radio, number one tip, I would say write down your bullet points. Now, you don't have to write a paragraph of what you want to say, just the most important things that you want to get across. Of course, the fewer things you have, the better are you, the more likely you're going to get those things across. Because most talk shows, the hosts are relatively intolerant towards their callers. They aren't really interested in having a conversation. They're not really interested in what you have to say. Most talk show hosts, they just basically use the callers and they just dump them as soon as they say one sentence, and then the host just rants about whatever it is the person called about. On this show, you can call in and we'll have a conversation with you. Obviously, the more interesting it is, the longer it's going to go. There's no set amount of time.
Yeah, you still have an obligation to be interesting.
But the thing is, you know, a talk show host is pretty good about getting a caller sort of off on, into a tangent or into another or deep into an issue or off their original track. So if you want to stay on track and make sure you get your points out, just make a few little notes like, oh, bullet point one, two, and three. All right, then call. And that way, if you get lost and like space out or freak out, you can just look down at your notes and say, oh, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go and give Scott the final word here in Ithaca, New York, listening to WNYY. Hello, Scott.
Hey, it's funny that you said that because when I call into this one particular talk show, I actually sometimes have notes that I refer to. But tonight will be so quick, I don't need notes.
Okay, good. That's good. You're going to be quick because you literally have 20 seconds, so go.
I believe in a minimum wage with a teenage exemption because there are countries where they do that and they make it work, and it allows employers the flexibility of hiring underage workers at a slightly lower rate than the actual national minimum wage.
While we're at it, can we also get rid of the minimum working age and allow children to work in the United States?
On places besides farms.
That's up for debate. That's up for
All right.
debate.
Let's debate it another night. Thanks, Scott, for your call. And if you didn't get in tonight, no worries. We do a live Sunday show, even here on Labor Day weekend. And we'll also be live on Labor Day. So join us. If you don't get us on the radio, you can always get us online at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.